A typical day at the office for Tracy Callahan is really a day at the beach. You see, the 34-year-old's office is really on the warm sand. Tracy has been on the Pro Beach Volleyball Tour since 2012. Hello, everybody. Thanks for checking out Sports and Commentary today. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online at the all-new look, WWIB.com, to give and support the show quickly, safely, securely, and remotely. Anytime, WWIB.com. Tracy Callahan was a first-team All-American in college, and she now travels the world in beach volleyball, and she's back with me on Sports and Commentary. Last time, Tracy, we talked about beach volleyball in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo this year, how that might pump up people's excitement in your sport. And you're gearing up for the Olympics yourself, you told me, not for 2021, but what, for the next four-year cycle?
Yeah, exactly. Well, now it's about 3 years because everything got pushed back a year, but for beach volleyball, the Olympic qualifying process is a points race, and they take the total of tournaments. They add together your points from tournaments over two years. So I started too late for this one. I started my first international tournament in Cambodia last year. So I will be pushing for the 2024 Olympics in Paris.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you and I were talking before going out of the air today, and you said that God has really spoken some important things in your heart and life about the difference between humility and confidence as a pro athlete. Tell me what he told you, William.
It was like I was given permission to do what I was made to do in this time, which was play beach volleyball. Something that I have a great skill set for, a huge passion for, and I can affect really positive change in this environment that I've been put in. I don't have to go outside of me and chase an environment and find an environment that God can use me in. I'm actually, and this is so cliche, but it's like, no, I can be used here, right exactly where I'm at in this moment right now. So, instead of seeing beach volleyball as like, oh wow, this is selfish. Every day I'm playing beach volleyball and, I'm here on the beach in Hermosa, and there's like, there's just so much wealth around me, all that. I really started to see like, okay, how can I really focus in and excel in my sport and at the same time make a positive impact in the sport? So one of the things that I really had to come to terms with is what it means to have pride and confidence as a professional athlete. I some of the things that I grew up thinking was like, if you do well at something, you should always like, oh no, God, it's not me, it's God, don't, like, it's not good to be in the spotlight. And I see this so much in the church with, when people excel at something, they dismiss it. And yet they're so, and including myself, so quick to acknowledge the fault and the error. And I just think that those are really unhealthy habits that I created, because anything that we're able to do is because God gave us the capability of doing it. But I think it's such a wonderful thing to be able to take pride and confidence in the things that we have accomplished. And everybody knows there's a huge difference between arrogance, cockiness, and then confidence and pride. And I think it's so important to have pride in any excellent work that you do. So that was a big change I had to make in my mindset, that because especially as an athlete, if you consistently deny the work that you're putting in, oh no, it's not me, it's God. Oh no, it's not me, it's not God. You're really going to hit a mental ceiling, because you need to have confidence to be able to compete at a high level in the sport. And I would say to be able to do anything, whether you're a student and you want to have confidence in your classes or in business, whatever it is, like if you're putting in the work, I think it's so healthy and so important to take pride in it.
Yeah, yeah. God doesn't make junk, right? Certainly, he's gifted all of us. And those are great, deep thoughts here today from Tracy Callahan on the AVB Tour, the Professional Association of Professional Volleyball Players. And she is touring the world and playing beach volleyball here at home as well, hoping to make the Olympics in Paris in about 3 years or so. Tracy, thank you for taking time to join us again, for coming back from California and sharing all these great thoughts and talking about your faith and your sport for these days. I appreciate you. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Greg. And I really appreciate the questions. They're very thoughtful.
Thank you. Have a great day.